Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I'm so glad you joined me today. A beautiful day. The wind is up in gusts to 50 miles an hour, but it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. And you are blessed when you are in God's will. His will is to heal you because he's Jehovah Rapha. His will is to provide for you because he's Jehovah Jireh. Oh, I pray that a lot, Rapha and Jireh. And his will is to protect you. One of his names is Jehovah Nisi, your banner of victory. And that covers you daily and gives you those wonderful, generous gifts of his grace. So lean on Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, your banner of victory, and he will give you what you need every day. We're going to talk about that today on the program, the asking, because you have a need. Yes, and he said ask. We're going to talk about that. Let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. And I am looking across at an empty chair here in the studio, and Kimberly is on her way to Oklahoma again for a short stay. I don't know which home she stays in longer, her home in Broken Arrow or my home in Denver, Colorado. She certainly loves all of you that come to the meetings and that get in contact with her, and she does love doing the things on the radio that we do together. So pray for her as she's on her way to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, through the panhandle of Oklahoma. She loves that route. And see, I take I-70 to 35 down. I like the four lane. And just in case anything happens, I've got more people around me than that. It's quite a desert road when you go through the panhandle of Oklahoma. But, oh, God bless you, Kimberly. Wherever you are, he is protecting you. He is a shield to you. Praise the Lord. Oh, and friend, as you're listening, you are blessed to dispense. Dispense means you're casting your seed out into good soil in the kingdom of God, for in him you live and move and have your being. If you'd like to listen to Call to Freedom, you can go to freedomstreet.org. Simple. Freedom Street, one word, lowercase, freedomstreet.org. If you'd like to listen to radio programs, you go to the resources title and click on radio shows. If you'd like to read a newsletter, it's on. The newsletters are here, and I love, in fact, I was playing around with the newsletters a little bit this weekend. Oh, Chris, you've done such a great job. Chris put in a new technique because you have four little pages of my newsletter that I send out to many of you every month. And so you just go on to the newsletter, which is under teaching. It's Express Newsletter. And it's got a flip technique, which means the first and fourth pages are flipped and you can see the second and third pages. It's really fun. And we were talking at lunch. We went to lunch with him on Friday. And he's saying, wow, I've got to keep up with all this new technique. And we got into a discussion here because he's in the business of every day there's something new. Every day. And it's so much like what Rachel talks about when I come in every once in a while. She says, wow, they're doing something new on the internet. They're doing something new on the radio media. They're just doing new things. And they've got to keep up with all this new stuff. Well, I am so grateful because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the word, which does not return void, is something that has been preached for hundreds of years. It will be preached today, and it will be preached tomorrow. It never is old. The Bible is never old, my friends. So I was talking to Chris, and I was saying, Chris, you've got a real challenge by just every day getting into new things that are going on. But I have a message that has been preached since before Jesus came in the book of Isaiah, Jeremiah, all of the prophets, and it just never grows old. It's new. It's relevant every day. I'm so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's great. So you can go on freedomstreet.org and look at all the new stuff. And I was playing around with the newsletters. Oh, and this weekend, I got to tell you just a few minutes here before we get into the discussion that, on the fonts, which are the printable letters that I write on the newsletters every month, I always have put different fonts for different titles, for different articles. I use different fonts. And so Chris Friday said, Barbara, you've got to stop. Because I love the creativity of doing new things and printing out new articles. He says, on the website, they only allow two fonts. Two fonts? Two fonts, and he said, one for the body of the articles and one for the titles. And I was so let down. I really was. Okay, I will try to abide by that. And when I got back to the office, I went through 2 months of exchanging save as and then copying the one that I send to you by mail, and then just began reverting back to those two fonts for all the bodies of the articles and the titles. And my goodness, what work. And so I said, wow, this is going to take me a while, you know, maybe a couple hours every day for each newsletter back to January. Well, I got an email today, and Kimberly was calling me and saying, Mom, you should see what Chris did. And on the weekend between Friday and today, Chris and his team did all of the newsletters from January through October, changing all the fonts. What a blessing. Oh, my friends, what a blessing. God is always on time. He's always there for you. He's there for me, and he's there in time of need. And I am so blessed. I am so blessed. And that's what God does. He works, and his will is for your blessing every day. Remember what I just said. He's Jehovah Rapha, your healer. He's Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He's Jehovah Nisi, your covering every day in your life. Oh, just had to tell you a little bit of that. It was just such a breakthrough. Praise the Lord. And if you'd like to email us, you can email us at Barbara@freedomstreet.org, Kimberly@freedomstreet.org, or hello@freedomstreet.org. And we will read those. If you want prayer, give me your email and we will pray for you and call you back. We really will. I will. And if you want to talk personally, you give me your phone number and I will call you back. Praise God. Well, from the ACLJ, the American Center for Law and Justice, today is a massive day at the U.S. Supreme Court and we need your help. President Trump can't even fire corrupt executive branch commissioners without rogue judges blocking him. And you've heard about it for months. The Constitution could not be clearer. And it says, the executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. That's the executive branch. It has the power and authority. Not in the deep state, not judges, it's the president. The radical left will do anything to defeat the agenda the American people voted for, to undermine the Constitution and to destroy our republic. We won't let them. And everything the left tries to throw at the administration, and boy, you know they are deceptive, they are shrewd, and they are violent at times. And friend, ACLJ is there to help. And it really has. They said, we filed over a dozen cases defending President Trump. And today we're filing at the Supreme Court to defend presidential powers against an out-of-control deep state and rogue judges. If we don't fight back at the Supreme Court, we could lose everything. That's why I'm personally asking for your support today as I file at the Supreme Court to defend President Trump. I'm so glad American Center for Law and Justice and other wonderful patriotic associations and organizations are there. And we cannot allow the radical left to shred the Constitution in their reckless vendetta against Donald Trump. Take action with us at the Supreme Court today, and you can go to ACLJ.org and click on Sign, Defend the Constitution and President Trump, and then if donate a little bit. Yes, I know it might only be $1 or $2 on your card, but friend, that mounts up when you've got 1,000 people giving $1. So thank you for doing that. Today and this week, our memory verse is Jeremiah 10:13. I've never used this verse before, and it just struck me as I was reading it this weekend. It is, he who made the earth by his power, the earth, the wonderful globe, everything that is in the earth. Oh, right now, well, before the wind came up this yesterday and today, the trees, they are just blazing with red colors. In fact, Kimberly stopped several times on our way home the other day and just had to take pictures of the trees. I mean, it was blazing red. Never have I seen something so beautiful, and the fall has been wonderful here. So it is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding he has stretched out the heavens. So when you say wisdom, you are my sister, and understanding, you're my intimate friend, from Proverbs 7:4. You are involving all that God is. Do you know that? All that he is wisdom and understanding for you today. In the New Living Translation, Jeremiah 10:13 says, but God made the earth by his power, and he preserves it by his wisdom. With his own understanding, he stretched out the heavens. Everything that you see with your natural eyes and you feel with your spirit, you sense with your spirit, that's all made with God. God made it all, the clouds, the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky, the earth, the trees, everything that you see and enjoy is made by our Father. Oh, praise the Lord. It's wonderful to know that our God is there for us. I've been perplexed by the things that I cannot understand and wondering if I ever truly understand all this new technology. And that's why I told you just a few minutes ago that Chris has to be on top of everything in technology, the webmaster. And we who love the Lord Jesus, we remember him as the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so I'm so grateful. The word does not return void. And as we learn the word, memorize the word, we know that we can depend on the word. Sometimes I feel I'm behind the eight ball on so much that is happening. And then Holy Spirit quietly tells me that he's the one who's behind all this technology, all that people are learning. Yes, friend, even AI. Holy Spirit knew it was coming, and he's going to try to divert things that are meant for evil to the good side. And I'm praying for that, because there are some good things about AI. He knew it from the beginning. And when you know that you can ask him for anything you have, like this afternoon when I was in the office and I said, oh, Lord, this project is going to be kind of good, big, and I've got so much else to do. He says, I'm taking care of it. And Chris got involved. It's just so beautiful. It's so beautiful what Holy Spirit does. Oh, praise the Lord. So this is maybe a new concept for some of you. Ask him. Ask him if you've got a need. Ask him. A-S-K. Ask. And the word ask is all through the New Testament of grace that the Lord gave us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You may say, it's hard for me to ask for help. Well, some of you, it is. It's hard for you to ask for help. But remember, when you were a child and you needed help with either I remember my dad getting on the floor with me when I was a little girl. I was just starting to go to school. And he says, Bobby Ann, I'm going to teach you how to tie your shoes. So he's teaching me how to tie my shoes. You know, my little fingers trying to go around the lace. And he taught me how to tie my shoes. Or doing homework, things that are just too hard for me. And dad knew, he was so good with math, he knew how to do homework. Or needing some advice with decisions that you're making. Who do you ask? You asked your parents, your mom and dad. When you wanted pancakes for breakfast, who did you ask? Did you go out in the kitchen and make them? No, you said, Mom, I'm really hungry for pancakes today. Well, what did she do? Yep, she went to the kitchen and she made pancakes with syrup, warm pancakes, and, you know, your favorite cake. Mom, will you bake this cake for my birthday? And what do you think? Your mom? No, I'm not going to bake your cake this year. No, she said. Oh, I'd be happy to. I'd be happy to make the cake for you. That's the same with the Lord. When you say it's hard for me, Lord, whatever you're into, it's so hard for me. Then he says, I'm here for you. I'm really here for you. It's the same Holy Spirit that helped for ages and ages and ages. And I know you can't see him, but I believe what Jesus said when he was gone, right before he went to be with his Father, that you will have a friend that will come alongside. And this is in John 14 and 16. He will come alongside. He's a comforter, a helper, a teacher of things that you don't know about. And he's going to teach you all things. He's the one friend we need to go to. Oh, but I'm afraid that so many of us don't, and I'm saying me too, because it's just sometimes the last thing I think about. Oh, Holy Spirit, you know the reason for this. You know the answer for this. So you start talking to him and asking him for advice. Yes, I talk to him out loud. I can't talk to him. No, I can't talk to him under a breath. I've got to talk to him. And so let's do it now. Let's do it now. You can begin to talk to Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I need you now. I have a perplexing problem, an issue in my life that I can't seem to get out of. And Holy Spirit, I know you're going to help me. So do it now. It's better sooner than later. Woo, it is. And here are just a few scriptures on asking for help. Oh, I love these scriptures. Darren taught me these scriptures. Well, except Matthew 7:7. I've known that for a long time. And I'll hope you consider these scriptures before you pull out your hair because you're so frustrated over something. I know that feeling. Matthew 7:7. And most of you can say that. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door of insight and revelation shall be opened to you. And these are Jesus' words in Matthew 7, verse 7. And in Mark 11, verse 24, the disciples are with Jesus when he says, therefore, all things for which you pray and ask. Yep, there's that word again. Ask, believe that you have them and they will be granted or given to you. Oh, and 1 John 5:14. This is my confidence builder. This is the confidence I have before him, that if I ask anything that I ask according to his will, he will hear me. If what I ask is according to God's will, and as you grow in the fruit of Holy Spirit and in growing in the grace of God, you will be more in his will. So if I ask anything according to his will, he hears me because he hears and answers my prayers. I know that. And if we know that he hears us, we know that we have what we asked for. That's a beautiful verse in 1 John 5:14. And you can go after the program here. I usually have it on the website by 2:30 in the afternoon, and you can go and listen to these verses again. Oh, they're such a blessing. And James 1 verse 5, this is the Message translation. If you don't know what you're doing, and many times I don't, if you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get his help and won't be condescended to when you ask for it. He is not going to put you down in any way. Ask boldly, believing without a second thought. People who worry their prayers, and many people do, they're praying, oh God, you've got to do it. You've got to do this, Lord, bringing their hands. Oh God, you've got to. Well, who do you want? Do you want your will or do you want God's will? And if you want God's will, you've got to put it down, friend. You do. You've got to put down your desires and your wants. And sometimes you even say, my needs, are they really needs? Put them down. Put down your worried prayers, and because they're like wind-whipped waves. That's what it says in James 1, verse 5. People who worry their prayers are like wind-whipped waves. Don't think you're going to get anything from the Master that way. Adrift at sea, keeping all your options open. You keep all your options open to the grace of God. And those are three scriptures, but as you can hear them, they say to ask. Jesus spoke and quoted two of those scriptures, and we think we need so much counseling or advice from our brothers and sisters or lawyers or worldly counselors. Oh, no, I'd never do that. And some of us do. Most of all, we need to listen to Holy Spirit, what he has to say. I want to introduce, it's been such a blessing. I went to Psalm 42 this morning in my reading, and it says, as David wrote Psalm 42, he said, I need you, Lord. I need you right now. I remember when I went to the house of the Lord dancing and rejoicing with the voice of shouting and praise with the throng. And why are you cast down now, O my soul? He's talking to himself. Why are you feeling badly? Why are you depressed? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why should you moan over me and be disquieted within me? Now, many of you, that's where the battle is. It's between the mind and the soul, which is your feelings, your senses, what you smell, what you touch, what you hear, what you see. Hope in God, David says, and wait expectantly for him, for I shall yet praise him, my help and my God. He repeats that twice in Psalm 42. It's very important. When you feel down and out, you've got to lift up your soul and your mind with your spirit. That spirit is alive. And so here's a song. Oh, I love this song. Written in 1752. We think we know so much. But Katharina Amalia Dorothea von Schlegel was born in 1697. And she wrote this beautiful song in Germany. And it's Stille mein Wille dein Jesus hilt siegen. And it's be still my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief and pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Here's David Archuleta. Would like you, if you can get on the computer, to go to YouTube and just Be Still My Soul. That's the title of the song by David Archuleta, Archuleta. He was singing before the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Oh, it's just such a profound moment. And he's singing what Katharina Amalia Dorothea von Schlegel wrote, Be Still My Soul. Sometimes our souls are just all upended, and they're just so confused. It's like me in the office this weekend. Oh, Lord, I've got to do all those months of newsletters in just two fonts. Lord, I don't know if I can do it. And he says, you know what? I'll bring a helper along. And it was Chris, the webmaster. God always provides, my friend. When you give it to him, when you say, ask and it shall be given unto you. When you ask, God is right there to meet your need. He knows your weakness, and in your weakness, His strength is made perfect. Friend, remember, it's not by might or by your power or what you've learned in this life. It's by His Spirit that God is talking to you every minute of the day, if you will allow Him. Oh, just quiet your heart and let Him speak to you. Oh, it's profound. It really is. I'm learning. I know I'm learning at an older age, but I pray that you will know before you get to be 80 years old that you're listening to Holy Spirit. He is there for you. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.